Now, if you know senior correspondent Mike Causey at all, and many of you do, then you might be aware that his office is a little bit messy. And if you want more of a graphic description, you can go to YouTube. There's actually a video. Now, Mike has some additional workplace challenges. This week, his computer died. He forgot his cell phone at home. And that got him thinking about power outages. So now Mike has joined me to talk about that. Rough week, huh?
Rough week, and you know, self-inflicted pretty much. The computer thing can happen to anyone. And as it turns out, I finally found one, an available one. But, you know, I came of age during the Cold War, and we were prepared for nuclear holocaust at best. Later on, we had this 33-inch snowfall here in the D.C. area when we had power outage. So this is not stuff of preppers. This is for real. It could happen anytime, and we're subject to hurricanes here in the Washington area that could put things out. But I started thinking about how I literally could not function. I guess it was Monday because there was no, in effect, the electricity had gone out. And I started thinking, what if we had an electromagnetic burst, pulse? A lot of people don't know what that is, but it's you burst a bomb or missile in the air, and it can put out all electrical items, all of them. A solar flare conceivably could do the same thing, and you could have a natural disaster. So I was just thinking, what would I do? What would you do? What would the people listening out there do? Could they do their jobs if somebody pulled the plug for an extended period of time? Got some great comments from people. Some of them said they have a plan. One guy said he went after the snowstorm. He got a generator, but one of my favorites, if I can read it, this is someone who said they are now in a third world country. They put, I think maybe they're kidding. They put coconut oil or whale oil in a coconut and sit around the camp and tell stories. And they said, no PC, mobile unit, or cell. Never think about the old world. I am happy. And I think, how did you email me with that? But maybe there's, maybe there's one that runs on whale oil.
But it's a great story.
It's a great story, absolutely.
I kind of missed the time when I was a kid where when the power went out, we would light candles and, you know.
And talk. Literally talk to each other.
It was a nice environment.
I'm not sure it could happen nowadays. People would sit there with their lifeless apps and, you know, go on.
Not really know what to do.
Yeah.
So your show is coming up at 10 o'clock. Tell me what's on your
turn.
We're going
to be talking with Greg Long. He's director of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, better known as the TSP. Going to be talking about the breach, the hackers that got in, who was affected, how to know if you've been affected and what precautions to take. And then we'll be talking with Federal Times folks and get a roundup of there's so much happening now. The non-pay raise action that's going through the Senate, various other measures that would do some kind of harm to federal workers, including the pay freeze, possible extension. So we're going to cover the waterfront, follow the money.
Yeah, there's so much going on in Capitol Hill with regard to that. It's hard to keep track of it.
It really is. I keep thinking if you know what's going on, you haven't been paying attention because you're missing something, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess a good thing that they're about to go on July 4th recess.
Absolutely.
Up there on Capitol Hill.
Democracy needs it.
Senior correspondent Mike Causey, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And you can read Mike's column on federalnewsradio.com.